Muster together, my seafaring friends, as we set sail with an Aussie and a Yank.
The Aussie has used some slang in part of a segment on this pod. Here is the explanation of those terms. Anzac Day is a national day of remembrance in Australia and New Zealand. It broadly commemorates all Australians and New Zealanders who served and died in all wars, conflicts, and peacekeeping operations and the contribution and suffering of all those who have served. It is observed on the 25th of April every year. Anzac Day was originally devised to honour the members of the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, ANZAC, who served in the Gallipoli Campaign, and their first engagement in the First World War, 1914-1918. Digger refers to a soldier.
Hi, I'm Samantha Brown. I have been traveling around this world professionally for 20 years, and I'm finally doing something that has been on my bucket list for like 3 decades, and that is to go on a river cruise.
If there is one word I would use to describe the river cruising experience, it would be personal. From the way you're treated by the staff, to the way you interact with the destinations, to how you feel in your floating home. My trip along the Rhine is one for the books, as they say, but another chapter is about to be written.
So you've seen me on the Rhine, but now you can literally join me on the Danube, on the brand new Emma Magna. I'll be setting sail in Germany and continuing on to Budapest. I hope to see you then.
Thanks, Sam, for that wonderful introduction. I can't wait to join you on one of the river cruises with Armour Waterways. So today Nancy and I are talking with David from Armour Waterways, and you'll catch us in a few moments chatting away with David about what's so special about a river cruise and Armour Waterways.
Hi everybody, this is Jen, and I have Nancy and David from Armour Waterways on the phone, and we're going to have a lovely chat today. Hi, David. How you doing?
I'm good, Jen. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, David?
I'm wonderful. Excited.
Okay, so I did a little bit of research before our call today, and I was just curious about average guests. So I compared an average ocean cruise, which carries about 3,000 guests on an average, as opposed to a river cruise, which carries less than 200 guests per sailing. Is this about right?
That is correct, but with Armour Waterways, our average is about 150 people per ship. So we'll have less people than some of our friendly competitors, and it just makes your vacation sailing down the rivers in Europe a little more intimate, a little nicer, and the included shore excursions are less crowded. And but you're absolutely right, with the big ocean ships, 3,000 plus people.
Right. So what are some of the other differences between a river cruise and an ocean cruise? I've never had the pleasure of going on a river cruise, but it looks amazing. What are the other differences?
I will preface this by saying I'm going to talk about Armour Waterways and our differences versus ocean cruising. But like I mentioned before, about 150 people on board our ship, where ocean is 3,000 plus. You know, you think about ocean, there's 4 or 5 ships at a time calling on a small little island. So 20,000 people like locusts for 8 hours are running around this place. With river cruising, you may be in a small town or village with 3 or 4 other river ships, but you're only looking at about, you know, 400, 500, 600 people with all those ships combined. And again, with AMA, only about 150. And then another difference is with AMA Waterways, we include multiple shore excursions in every single port, which are all included. So you get to choose what you want to do when you want to do it, versus ocean cruising and having to pay for all those different shore excursions and port calls and whatnot. It's more intimate. It's more relaxed. You don't have long lines to get on and off the ship like you do on ocean. You can step off the ship and be in the heart of a city within a couple minutes. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And then another difference is evening time. We are in port sometimes till 11, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and we encourage our guests to leave the ship and go back into, you know, that small town or village, and maybe go to that cafe and sit at a table with an umbrella over your head and sip a cappuccino and watch the people walk by, because, you know, they do that a lot in Europe. Maybe even go back to a pub, you know, have a pint with the locals and, you know, talk about their life versus your life here in the States. It's just a great trip.
For me, that would be like going back home, Nancy, sitting at a cafe, having a cup of coffee. That's me.
Yeah, I think we'd be together with that one. David, I've been going to a lot of AMA Waterways webinars. And one of the things that stands out to me is the fact that I keep hearing that AMA Waterways owns all of its ships. How does that benefit the consumer?
Well, you know, I've heard the same thing. And I know that, I don't know where it started, but I know that consumers are a little hesitant, maybe worried about different companies surviving everything that's going on right now. With AMA Waterways, we've been in business for 18 years, and our owners are European owners. They're Austrian, German, and Jimmy Murphy from Ireland. I mean, they all live here in the US now and they're citizens, but they had that mentality of the European mentality, pay as you go, carry no or little debt. And so that was the precursor 18 years ago, and it's been very sustainable. And we have paid cash for all of our ships. You know, we don't have any debt in our ships. And I think that's very important in today's environment to let guests know that we're a very solid and stable company. And we also have, you know, we have the backing of some other great people. You know, the Rothschilds belong to a group that backs us, and the Peugeot family belongs to a group that backs us. So, you know, again, we're very, very stable and have very, very little debt. So that should make somebody very comfortable booking an AMA Waterways vacation and actually sailing with us.
That does sound like a great knowledge to have, that, you know, there's no debt.
Yes.
You guys can get through this. This is it's very important to know, especially in this COVID-19 world. And the fact that your ships are going to be far less crowded also bodes well. Jen, you had some questions, honey?
I do. Hey, David, I really want you to imagine that you're sitting in one of these lovely little cafes, and there's this little lady in the corner, and she's a gypsy, and she's got her crystal ball. So I want you to be that, not old lady, sorry. I want you to be the gentleman with the crystal ball sitting there watching the world go by. And tell us just a little bit about, you know, what's the future for river cruising with Armaway Waterways? We kind of want to sort of have a little bit of a glimpse, you know. Can you sort of tell us about what we could be looking at?
Well, I can give you a glimpse as we may see it right now. And obviously, it's a fluid situation, and we have no idea what type of restraints or requests are going to be made from the individual countries, you know, that we visit.
Absolutely.
I would imagine that we would probably sail at about 2/3 capacity. So now we're going to have less than about 100 people on board would be my first guess. My second guess would be, normally, you know, for breakfast and lunch, we had these grand buffets, and our guests could always order off of a menu because we already always had a menu option for breakfast and lunch as well. But we had these grand buffets that people could go up to and help themselves and eat as much as they'd want. And I envision now that although we'll still have the buffets, they're going to be served by our crew and our staff. It's not going to be a buffet that somebody can just walk up to and you know, grab a plate of food, but all that food's still going to be available. And, you know, obviously the menus for breakfast, lunch, and dinner will be available. I imagine possibly, you know, we used to just open up our dining room and you could go eat and dine for dinner whenever you wanted to. I imagine now we're going to try and keep, you know, families together, sitting at the same table day after day, and have the same server and the same staff. Whereas before you could, you know, hopscotch around the dining room and have a different server every night. I think that we're going to try and keep people at the same table with the same server and crew member, just to have that sense of security. And you don't have to worry about, oh my goodness, who was sitting in my chair 2 hours ago. Obviously,
I like that. I'm very much a traditional cruiser where I like to know that I'm dining at a certain time and have the same waiter, waitress, whoever, serving. I just think that's just part of cruising. I love that.
Again, our food is, pun intended here, I'm amazing.
I love it.
But to make sure that everybody is healthy and safe. Keep in mind, we're a small family run river cruise company. Our owners are very active. We don't even have a past passenger cocktail party. When our guests come back and sail with us again, we actually, our cocktail party, we call it a family reunion because our guest is part of our family. They're a part of our extended family, but they're still part of our family, just like our crew and our staff are. And we want to make sure that our crew and our staff stay healthy and continue to be healthy moving forward, just like we want to make sure our guests are healthy and stay healthy. And, you know, that's why our excursions, I mentioned before, all of our excursions, multiple excursions in our report, they're all included. Generally, we send out excursions around 20 people per local guide. I imagine that's going to be less. I imagine the excursions are probably going to be maybe 10 people per local guide now or what have you, just so you have that social distancing and everyone stays safe. We've always have had the hand sanitation, places on the ship where people could sanitize their hands and whatnot. I imagine there's going to be even more of those. And, I imagine that, the ship is going to be completely and totally sanitized and with those UV things and whatnot. I'm not even sure what they have anymore.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing a couple of the robots on the ship section. I personally have not been on a river cruise. I suppose it's accessing because we're not in Europe. We live in the States or in Australia, and river cruising was always just one of those things you never could actually do because it was like too far away. But now being in the States and having that accessibility, I'd love to jump on a river cruise because there's just so many parts that you don't get to see if you're on a bus tour or maybe on an ocean cruise, because you don't get to see all the castles or the vineyards or anything like that when you're on an actual ocean cruise. Whereas you guys actually go to a lot of these places, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's what it's all about. It's, with ocean cruising, it's all about those great big ships. It's all about their go-kart tracks or their wave pools or what have you. It's really not about where you're going anymore. With AMA Waterways, it's all about the destination. It's about the history, the heritage, the culture. It's those small towns and villages. It's interacting with the local people. It's going to the castles. It's going to the abbeys. It's sailing through a UNESCO heritage part of the river and seeing the vineyards coming straight down to the river. It's seeing all the castles as you sail the Rhine River Gorge. It's experiencing the food and the wines, sailing in the Bordeaux region of France, or maybe sailing down the Rhone and from Lyon to Arles and tasting all the different varietals that they have. It's all about where you're going. Although you're going there on a 5-star floating beautiful ship, it's still about the places that you're going. And I think that's very important. And people need to understand that with river cruising with AMA Waterways, that's what it's about. It's about the destination.
I've got goosebumps. You've just made me I'm like, oh yes. Talking about food, castles, vineyards. Oh yes. Now you've got me. You've got me now.
David, you've mentioned excursions a couple of times. Now, when I do an ocean cruise, I could see at a glance the excursions and what their activity levels are. Now, I understand that Europe is obviously not AMA compliant. So, I'm sorry, ADA compliant. So what about, do you guys have gentle excursions for people who have mobility issues?
You know, absolutely. And that's why we offer multiple excursions in every port. And, you know, we do have, we call them gentle walking tours. If you're not a gentle walker and you just want to stroll through the town, we have the regular walking paced tours. We have active walking tours. We have biking tours. We have hiking tours. But, you know, we want to make sure, because we are multi-generational and we have seniors all the way down to, you know, preteens and teens on board. So we want to make sure that there's an offering for everybody that's sailing with us. And if you do have some mobility issues, we try very, very hard to accommodate. You're right. Europe does not have to abide by the ADA compliances here in the States that they do. But, you know, we try to make sure that everybody can have a wonderful vacation when they're sailing with us. And, you know, I was on board a couple of years ago, and there was a gentleman that had some walking difficulties. Now, he could walk. He could leave his scooter behind and walk to dining and get to his cabin and whatnot. But he brought a little portable scooter with them. And every morning, our crew would actually lift the scooter and bring it down the gangway. And off he would go on his excursions. And when he came back, they'd bring it into the lobby. They'd plug it in for him so it would charge. You know, and while we're sailing on the ship, he was fine. He was able to move around and he was mobile on the ship, but he still had that scooter with them. And, you know, that's what we do. We try to make sure that our guests have the best vacation they could possibly have. So we work with everybody.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, that sounds awesome. You guys rock. You rock.
Yeah.
We try.
I was very concerned about those cobblestones, you know? Everything in Europe is cobblestones.
Hey, I worry about the cobblestones, and I'm a very active 55-year-old man. So these cobblestones can get anybody, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Okay.
One good pair of high heels, and there goes the ankle.
Honey, you and I haven't worn high heels in about 10 years, love. Get over it.
We try hard not to.
It blows me away, though, when I see those ladies over in Europe wearing those great big high heels walking the cobblestones, and they do it. You don't even think about it. And it's like, how are you doing that?
Yeah.
They're born with grace that we don't have.
Yeah, obviously. No, I believe that you guys have grace. I'm talking about my grace.
I've got the grace of a buffalo, so you don't have to worry.
Yeah. I have okay. to join Nancy in that. I have a grace of like an elephant, so.
I'm right there with
We're
you.
We're really lovely women. We just have zero grace to us.
Yes.
So. Okay, so I'm going to go to the fact that you guys have come up with some new itineraries that I heard about that were really exciting. What one are you most looking forward to, David?
Oh, geez. I think probably my most favorite is going to be the Netherlands. You know, we've always done the tulip time during the spring. We've always sailed round trip Amsterdam, and we've looked at the flowers and going to Antwerp and Ghent and everything. But outside of the springtime, we've never sailed that area. And again, listening to our guests have said to us, why don't you sail the Netherlands during the summer and fall? And we've listened to them, and so we are. In 2021, we're going back and we're sailing from Amsterdam, summer and fall. You're going to be able to see the Netherlands, Antwerp, Ghent, and it's completely different than it is in springtime. And another one of my most favorite ones is, again, listening to our guests, because that's what we do really well. Our guests, we've always sailed Paris round trip up to Normandy and the D-Day beaches and back to Paris in a week. And that's wonderful. Our guests love that. But our guests were saying, why don't we take an entire week and sail from Paris up to Le Havre? You get more time in port. You can see smaller towns and villages and really get an essence of that part of France. Spend more time in the D-Day beaches. Be able to visit Mont-Saint-Michel, so on and so forth. So that's what we're doing in 21 as well, is not only will we do round trip Paris for those that want it, we also are sailing one way from Paris up to Le Havre and the next week from Le Havre back to Paris, so they get more time in those small Paris villages and towns, and our guests are really liking that. And we have quite a few other new things going on for 21 as well.
Can I butt in there for a moment, please? As an Aussie, we really celebrate, well, we don't celebrate, but we remember Anzac Day and our diggers that have fallen. So Normandy D-Day, that's really important to us. Do you guys have an itinerary specifically for Anzac Day in the Australian market? I know this is a US market, but me being an Aussie, I have lots of friends who say, hey, Jen, when can you find this or where can you find that? So I think a lot of people would be really interested from Australia in knowing whether you guys actually have anything for the 25th of April, 24, 25 April in the next itineraries.
So what you will find, Jen, and that's, and this is going to go across the board, is we're a global company and we don't just celebrate U.S. holidays. We celebrate world events. So when you sail to the D-Day beaches, you're not just gonna go to Normandy where the Americans stormed the beach. You're going to visit the different beaches where all of the allies went, you know, cause you know, it wasn't just Omaha Beach, it was the different beaches where the different allies landed, whether it be the Brits, whether it be the Canadians, whether it be the Aussies. So obviously, whenever you sail, you're going to not sail just D-Day and get your history. You're going to get a world perspective. I mean, we even try to visit Vimy Ridge, which is the Canadian cemetery for their soldiers that passed away and lost their lives in the war. So it is a world perspective, and I think that's really what is so wonderful about river cruising, is that you get world history, not just your history, not just the way you learned it as a child growing up in Australia, or the way that I learned it as a child growing up in America. And I think that it's just a wonderful way to experience not only, you know, Normandy and D-Day, but any destination that we sail to.
Yeah, sounds awesome. I do have another one. Can I kind of interrupt a little bit, Nancy, and just
absolutely
sort of change the flow a little bit? What's your favorite ship, David, and why? You know, why is it your favorite ship?
Oh, geez. I have lots of favorite ships. I would have to say, though, now, last year we launched the Ama Magna, which is absolutely the nicest, most stunning river ship sailing Europe, period. If you think about a typical river cruise ship, they're all 135 meters long, because you can't go longer than that. So the Ama Magna is 135 meters long, but she's two river cruise ships smushed together. So
wow.
She's twice wide. And if you remember earlier, Jen and Nancy, I mentioned we put about 150 people on board our ships. The Ama Magna, the Ama Magna holds only 196 people. And her cabins are huge. There's four different restaurants on board. There's a huge Zen wellness area in the back of the ship. Obviously, places to get massages and your hair done and whatnot. But the Ama Magna truly is a wonderful vessel. And not only, now when we launched her in 2019, she was just sailing the Danube from Budapest up to Vilshofen and back. Now we've added the lower Danube. So those people that want to sail from Budapest down to Bucharest, which is down in Romania, and sail the lower Danube and through the Iron Gates, it's just a beautiful river. Now, she's only allowed on the Danube because she is twice as wide, but truly, truly a remarkable ship. Probably my most favorite right now.
And one of the other questions that I've got related to the itinerary, sorry, Nancy, is can you combine, like if you have 1 7-day cruise on your river cruises, can you combine them to make it like a 14-day cruise, a river cruise? Not necessarily the same itinerary, maybe on a different ship. And I know that you might need to have hotel stays in between, but can you do that with Ama Waterways?
Absolutely, and we do that all the time. And a great thing is if you're doing back-to-back, it's going to afford you even more of a discount when you book. You know, and we do have 10-night cruises, we have 14-night cruises, but if you wanted to team 2 7-night cruises back-to-back along with the hotel stays possibly in between or what have you, Absolutely, we do that all the time, and our reservation agents are remarkable. I mean, when a travel advisor calls in and starts talking about that, they walk them right through it. It's very easy.
Awesome. I'm loving it. I can't wait to get on one of those ships. What about you, Nancy?
It sounds amazing. So, David, what does AMA Waterways offer for the solo travelers?
So, you know, we love our solo travelers. I think they're so very forgotten in today's day and age. Most people will have, you know, single supplements, but they can be 200%, where, you know, that single person has to pay almost what a couple pays to go on vacation. And with AMA Waterways, we do have a few vessels that have single cabins. There's not a lot of them, but we do have a few ships that have single cabins where there's no single supplement whatsoever if you're lucky enough to be able to book one of those cabins. The rest of the time, we have 125% of a single supplement. So the single person only has to pay 25% more than a normal person, which in today's day and age, as far as vacations go and trips, it's very, very reasonable. And most of our solo travelers absolutely love our policies as far as the solo traveler goes. And then once they get on board, it's not just the price. We always want to make sure that that solo passenger feels comfortable. So, you know, the very first night or the very first or second night, they're invited to the captain's dinner table, where they get to dine with the senior staff members and meet the other singles that are on board. We have a single cocktail party where they can meet the other singles on board. And, you know, hey, they may find out that they don't want to hang out with the other singles. You never know who you have. I would strongly, strongly urge you to use a travel advisor, because they rock. Make sure that you get on the right river cruise ship, because there's quite a few different river cruise ships out there. I believe that we're the best. We've been rated the highest.
And absolutely.
If you go to
absolutely,
they'll even do the same thing. But definitely do your homework.
And by the way, me being a travel advisor, you contact your travel advisor. They should be doing some of the homework for you and guiding you through all of this, because that's part of our service. We actually enjoy doing that for you, and we don't charge you a cent to actually do the legwork for you. And just remember, if we do make a recommendation, it is because we know that you're not going to be disappointed in the product that we've chosen, or the itinerary, or the ship. You know, we're going to work with you as much as possible, guys.
And that's absolutely right. And if I can just say one other thing, with this whole COVID-19 and the suspended sailings, not only with us, but, you know, the travel industry as a whole, I cannot tell you the nightmare that I have seen of consumers trying to work, you know, with those properties or what have you that they booked on their own. And then I look, you know, on the flip side, and I see the agents and the advisors working so very hard for the people that use them, and they didn't have to pay extra for that. And you know, moving forward, if you were one of those people that used to do it on your own, I would strongly, strongly urge you to use a travel advisor, because they rock.
You guys have implemented something very, very special for first responders. Would you please tell our audience about this? Because this is amazing. Oh,
hang absolutely. On a minute. Hang okay. on a minute, Nancy. Wait. We got to have the drum roll, and we've got to have the clapping hands here, lovey. Come on, bring it up for David.
It's our hero offer, or our first responder offer. We're calling it hero offer.
And then a hero comes along.
And it's very easy. Your travel advisor can walk you through it. And basically, we're giving our first line heroes, our doctors, our nurses, EMTs, pharmacists, whatnot, a free cruise. So basically, they go on. They do have to verify that they're a hero, a first responder. So they're going to have to fill out a form and send us their credentials. And again, the travel advisors can do that very easy with them. And it's all a manual process, but once we verify that they're eligible for it, we're going to send them a certificate that gives them a free cruise. The only caveat is that they have to use that free cruise with another full paying guests. But, you know, it's so far we've issued, it's, you know, it's almost the end of May, going into June, and we've issued over 2,000 free cruises to our heroes. And we have more in the pipeline, and we're very, very excited to be able to do that. And, you know, they matter. They, you know, they've been the ones, you know, day in and day out, hands-on with these COVID-19 positive people. And, you know, many of them have caught the virus themselves because of it. And, you know, their unselfishness to, you know, trudge forward and work is just, I mean, there's no better way to thank them than say, come cruise with us for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's an amazing gesture. Amazing.
I think it's an amazing gesture as well.
A complete joy speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. We really appreciate your time. We've loved chatting with you.
Thank you guys for inviting me. I truly, truly appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for everything you're doing out there.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So if you are a first responder and would like to claim your free cruise, please reach out to hashtag Cruise Travel Guru or go to www.amawaterways.com/agent/cruisetravelguru. Travel advisor for this episode is hashtag Cruise Travel Guru. Executive producer and editing of this audio is The Aussie. Co-producer is The Yank. All opinions expressed in this audio are of Aussie and A Yank and remain their opinions. Follow, like, subscribe and share Aussie and A Yank. Thank you.